Well, today we want to just continue on. I would encourage you to get your Bibles and follow along with the scriptures in your Bibles. And we know that we are in unprecedented times. No one would have ever imagined when the coronavirus broke out in China that it would eventually become a worldwide pandemic. Yet, we see things changing on a daily basis and sometimes even an hourly basis. It was just over 6 weeks ago when BC had its first confirmed case of the virus. Yet, it seemed to move very slowly at first as the health officials were doing all they could to keep it under control. On March the 9th, BC announced the first death from the virus. From there, things spiraled, as now we have over 350 people infected in BC with over 9 deaths. I heard on Friday evening news that there were over 260,000 coronavirus cases worldwide and over 11,000 people have died from the virus. The BC government had placed a 250-person limit on any gathering. And then, just a few days later, this past Monday, they reduced that gathering size to no larger than 50. On Tuesday, the government ordered that all bars and clubs to shut down, and now restaurants are only allowed to be open for takeout orders. As of Friday night, the federal government shut down all essential travel to and from the U.S. In fact, Prime Minister Trudeau has told the people of Canada to stay home and not even have physical contact with their neighbors. Social distancing has become the new reality, the new norm. As you know, all these measures are hard on the economy and have caused many businesses to close their doors and many are laid off. People are losing their freedom and financial means. People are numb, shocked, panicking, and discouraged with what has been happening here and around the world. The bottom line is many are filled with a lot of fear, thinking things like, what is next? Will I or my family get sick? How will I pay my bills? Will I lose my house because I can't pay my mortgage? And what if I get laid off? There's many questions that just flood the mind. And what does this all mean for us as Christians? We have talked a lot about giants over the past number of weeks, and we mentioned a number of times that none of these giants have caught God by surprise, and neither has this coronavirus. In Revelation 1:8, we read, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Jesus says he is the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, while Omega is the last letter in the alphabet. Jesus is saying he is the beginning. Nothing was before him. He has been around forever. And also, he is the end. Jesus will always be. Jesus is and was and will continue for all of eternity. There is nothing which he does not know. He knows what has happened in the past. He knows what is happening now, and he knows what will happen. Jesus knows it all. Things don't catch him off guard. The other thing we must remember is that even though it might look like everything is out of control, and it might feel like everything is out of control, God still is in control. just because we might not understand what's going on doesn't mean God doesn't understand it. He knows all about it. In these challenging times, these unprecedented times, I think we have to look at the words of Paul as he wrote to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:7 proclaims, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." The Greek word here for timidity, which is also translated fear in some other Bibles, has the idea of cowardice or shrinking back out of a worry about what will or might happen. God, who is not caught off guard by all this, and who is in control, has not given us a spirit which would lead us to shrink back from the challenges set before us, no matter what they are. God has given us a spirit of power. The word power here has the idea of possessing a sense of control, having influence in a times of reality. In other words, he has provided what we need to remain emotionally strong, to stay in control when things come into our lives which try to turn them upside down. Isn't this what we read in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7? "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We are told we can have the peace of God, which transcends all, far beyond anything that is happening. In the midst of all that is going on, when the world is filled with fear, we have a peace that far surpasses what we can even understand. We are told that peace will guard, will protect our minds and our hearts in Jesus. In other words, when we listen to the news and hear the horrific things that are happening around the world, our minds will not go spinning out of control with the what ifs. The peace is all because we are in Christ Jesus. This all comes from not trying to work it all out with our finite minds by taking everything to Jesus, but taking everything to Jesus in prayer. As we bring our requests to Jesus, we are no longer focused on how we will solve the world's pandemic, but we are now focused on Jesus, the one who is in control of all things. Let me try to explain it this way. If something serious breaks down in my car, I can become very stressed about how I'm going to fix it. How will I find out what the real problem is? How can I trust a mechanic won't just rip me off? The questions can be endless. In fact, I might even start to lose sleep over it and become so anxious that I'm not a person you would want to be around at that time. It will eventually start to affect everything in my life. Now, if I had a friend and I knew this friend really who had been doing his job for over 40 years, and I went to him and asked him to help me out and deal with the issue I'm having with my car, I really have nothing to stress about. My focus is no longer on the issue with my car, but on my friend, the mechanic, who is more than able to fix my car. He will have it all under control. I don't have to stress about it. We are exhorted in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, in the first portion of that scripture, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith." As we fix our eyes on Jesus, He will give us peace in the midst of the storm. That which surpasses all that we can imagine, that peace. We can have a spirit of power because Jesus is in control. Then Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7 that we have love. This is agape love, unconditional love. Instead of fear, our Heavenly Father has given us unconditional love. God has placed His unconditional love on us. He loved us before we knew Him. We read in 1 John that He lavishes His love on us. He pours it out on us. Jesus loves us so much that He left the glories of heaven to die for our sins. Just take a moment to sit and reflect on that love which the Father is lavishing on you right now. Go ahead. Just press the pause button on the now that you've come back and are ready to go on. When we get caught up in the incredible unconditional love which Jesus pours out on us, there is no room for fear. 1 John 4:18 declares, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." That love which is lavished on us is not for us to hoard. We need to reach out and share it with others, with those around us. How important that is in these unprecedented times. If we show unconditional love to our neighbors, friends, and even our strangers, it has the potential to drive fear out of them. Think about a person who is panicking because they are running low on their groceries, and they are really fearful to even go out to the grocery store to purchase anything. What might happen if we as Christians offer to go and pick up some groceries for them? You would do that for me? You're not fearful about going to the grocery store? Wow, that might really touch somebody. We are called to love those around us, as we read in 1 John 4:8. "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." As we know God, His love flows in us and should flow through us to others. We are Christ-centered, people-centered. That's what we proclaim to be here at Crossroads. Nothing defeats fear like unconditional love. Paul goes on to tell Timothy that we have been given self-discipline or self-control, as some Bibles put it. This is having a mind that is balanced under the right influence, allowing God to control our thoughts and actions. It's not being filled with panic, as panic comes from fear. It is a mind that is filled with calmness, with that peace which we talked about earlier. Isn't that what the world needs right now? To see the example of those who are not buying up the last cases, 8 cases of toilet paper? To see the example of those who are obeying those put in authority by God over us? I hear the reactions from people about panic hoarding and how enraged they are that people would do that, that people would just go out and buy stuff just because they're filled with fear and continue to buy and buy and buy. On the news Friday night, someone had taken a video of a group about a dozen people having a backyard party in Surrey. People were outraged that others would do that when health officials and government have said that we must not gather in groups of over 10. They have said we must practice social distancing. We need to be that example by not meeting in groups over 10. And when we meet with anyone, we need to be practicing social distancing. We gain that self-discipline from continuing to walk close to Jesus and growing in our faith. It is through reading and studying our Bible on a daily basis. It is praying for our leaders, the medical teams, the scientists, the researchers, our family and friends on a daily basis. It is spending time worshiping our Heavenly Father, maybe just listening to some music that celebrates Jesus. Please understand that it's not all bad news. Thousands have recovered from the virus already. God is still in control. Proverbs 29 verse 25 states, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Paul knew Timothy was inclined to fear and gave him instructions, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of self-discipline." So he would be able to carry out the ministry God had placed on him. We each have been called to minister in these challenging times. We will not be able to do it if we are filled with fear. We must minister to a world from a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. In these unprecedented times, may we reveal Jesus to those around us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your goodness. We thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline. Help us to walk in that, Lord. Help us to walk in your power. Help us to walk in your love. Help us to walk in self-discipline, that others around us would know Jesus, would know the King of Kings, would know the Lord of Lords, would know that you've got all things in control. Father, we pray for those who are doing research. We pray for the scientists. We pray that you would give them wisdom and understanding beyond their years, that they would be able to come up with a vaccine that would fight this virus. Lord, we pray for those who are on the medical teams that work in the hospitals and in direct contact with those who will come to them with the virus. We pray that you would protect them, that you would put your hedge around them and keep them safe from contact, from contracting this virus, Lord. Father, we pray for those in our communities as they self-isolate. We would ask that you would encourage them and strengthen them and give them all that they need through this time. And for those who have contracted the virus, Lord, we pray healing, your healing upon them. Father, these are unprecedented times. These are a time when we need to rely on you and you alone. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.